Well, hello again, dearest listener. It is now 25 minutes to midnight.
Hey!
The final hours of 2011 are ticking away. Mark's neighbours are thinking, would he ever shut up?
No, they're having a party.
Oh, they're having a party. Apparently my neighbour's having a party. First time they've ever spoken to me and they said they're having a party. And
did they invite you?
And did I mind?
Oh, right.
Absolutely.
Did you want to come, but do you mind?
Yeah. I said, as long as you're not banging through the wall, I don't mind.
No, well, what I love is, what you should have said is, yeah, I'll come. And then brazened out the awkward silence.
Yeah.
No, thank you
for the invite.
How old are your neighbours?
I don't know, it's the first time I've met them. Typical London thing. Have you not got used to this yet, Simon? People in London do not speak to their neighbours.
This is what I keep on telling people. People come on, how have you not spoken to your neighbours yet? I'm like, well, why would I? They give me my post when it gets, you know, when I'm at work, and none of them do a proper job.
The reason, dearest listener, why I'm sorry, I don't know why I've taken to calling the listener dearest listener, but anyway, it's started, so I'll finish. I'm trying to remove a cork from a bottle of wine. Now, first of all, this day and age, you don't expect corks.
No.
You know, you open, you have a cap and you uncap it and it's done. When you do have a cork, you have a fancy bottle opener like I do, that's where you wind it in and just keep winding and the cork comes out magically. What I have in front of me here, and I'll put it near the microphone so you can see it, which looks like something that's come out of a cracker. It's basically it must be about 2 inches long device with a sort of ring at one end and a corkscrew on a hinge, so you can set it so that it's perpendicular to the lateral arm, or it can be lateral to the lateral arm.
Yeah.
And I'm not quite sure which it's meant to be. No. And anyway, I'm trying to screw it into the bottle, and at the moment it won't be screwed. Well, it's screwed up, to be honest, but it won't go in. So there are several ways of doing this. I can keep on doing this and hope that it screws in. Or I can do it in the hope that eventually it chips away at the cork so much that I can just stick a straw in and get the wine. Or we could just go straight to the champagne.
Has that not got a cork?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but that's different. It's a champagne cork.
Well,
You don't unscrew a champagne cork in the same way.
Exactly.
Stupid thing.
You still have to get a cork off.
No, but it's champagne. The pressure will take it off, yeah.
So you don't.
We need to fire it outside.
next door,
I did once get somebody a champagne cork parachute for a present.
How does that work?
You attach it to the cork, and when it fires off, the parachute undoes. Yeah. Oh, it's screwing in.
Hey! Wow. You might finally get some
wine. Well, I think it's screwing to the cork. It could be screwing into my finger. I'm not sure which. There, it's a bottle. It's going in. Although the cork is getting lower in the bottle, so if the cork pops out the bottom of the...
Well, then we still get wine. We just get wine tasting a cork.
Cork. We'd take it back then for it being corked.
Yeah, but if we push the cork into the bottle, I don't think we can really claim it was their fault.
It feels very flimsy, this corkscrew thing.
I know.
I'm slightly worried it's going to snap at any moment, to be honest.
It's not going
to
snap. It might snap back.
Do you think that's screwed in enough?
Yeah.
But then you're meant to be able to leverage it, aren't you? And there's nothing actually to leverage it with.
Well, it's like an arm.
Yeah, I know, but the arm needs to rest against the bottle, doesn't it?
Yeah, but there's
a... Oh, I see.
Fold out.
Oh, that bit? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think if I screw it in further, then I could get a bit more leverage.
This is why I don't like... why I like my own automatic corkscrew.
Oh, automatic corkscrews are for...
Wusses. Yes, completely. Why I like my automatic corkscrew.
All right, hang on. Let's see.
go on to the campaign now.
Would you like to explain, Mark?
Dear listener, all that is now broken, Michael.
I'll take a picture of it at the moment to add on to the audio booth. I'm crying now.
More worryingly, we still haven't got anywhere near good as the wine.
Basically, what seemed to be happening, dear listener, is when I thought I was screwing it into the cork, it was instead sort of winding itself up into the...
I have no idea what you've done. Yeah, I've never seen that.
I can't say I have, but then again, I have better quality corkscrews than you.
Evidently, well, at the moment, everybody has better quality corkscrews.
That's true.
We just in the wine.
We have yeah. There's a corkscrew. There's a cork in there, and this is the end of the corkscrew, Simon.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Is there a bit missing from it, or is it just?
I literally don't know what you've done. Well, you know when you said it was flimsy, turns out you were right.
Oh, God, I'm hurting for laughing so much there.
It seems to have just curled round it. God, what a rubbish corkscrew.
I'm going to sigh so I can stop this recording.